Greetings once again, you Old Testament pilgrims walking through the 10th century BC, through the Holy Land, with the stories from 1 Samuel. Today, September 5th, we will hear episodes 9 and 10 from that great book, that great storybook that leads us to David. But we're not there yet. You'll remember episode 8 yesterday ended with the Israelites losing again to the Philistines in battle. The slaughter was great. 30,000 Israelite men died that day, and the Ark of the Covenant was captured. And not only that, Hophni and Phinehas, the two sons of Eli, were killed. So now we pick up where we left off. We are in the fourth chapter of 1 Samuel. Episode 9 will be from verses 12 all the way to the end of chapter 4, verse 22. That's 1 Samuel 4, 12 through 22. And we are ready to begin. I can tell because I hear the monks. And I sense the candle, and I taste, guess what? The cavity. Cavity. All right, so let's put our spiritual ears on and resume the story with episode 9. Episode 9 is called The Death of Eli. A man from the tribe of Benjamin ran from the battlefront and arrived at Shiloh later that same day. He had torn his clothes and put dust on his head to show his grief. Eli was waiting beside the road to hear the news of the battle, for his heart trembled for the safety of the Ark of God. When the messenger arrived and told what had happened, an outcry resounded throughout the town. "What is all the noise about?" Eli asked. The messenger rushed over to Eli, who was 98 years old and blind. He said to Eli, "I have just come from the battlefront. I was there this very day." "What happened?" Eli demanded. "Israel has been defeated," the messenger replied. "Thousands of Israelite troops are dead on the battlefield. Your two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were killed too. And the Ark of God has been captured." When the messenger mentioned what had happened to the Ark, Eli fell backward from his seat beside the gate. He broke his neck and died, for he was old and very fat. He had led Israel for 40 years. Eli's daughter-in-law, the wife of Phinehas, was pregnant and near her time of delivery. When she heard that the Ark of God had been captured and that her husband and father-in-law were dead, her labor pains suddenly began. She died in childbirth. But before she passed away, the midwives tried to encourage her. "Don't be afraid," they said. "You have a baby boy." But she did not answer or respond in any way. She named the child Ichabod. "Where is the glory?" murmuring, "Israel's glory is gone." She named him this because the Ark of God had been captured and because her husband and her father-in-law were dead. Then she said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the Ark of God has been captured." And thus concludes episode 9, The Death of Eli, and yet so much more. And now, it's time for episode 10, The Ark in Philistia. Episode 10 runs from 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 1, all the way through chapter 5. Through verse 12. That is, episode 10 is chapter 5. The Ark in Philistia. Let's wet the whistle and begin again. Episode 10. After the Philistines captured the Ark of God, they took it from the battleground at Ebenezer, to the city of Ashdod. They carried the Ark of God into the temple of Dagon and placed it beside the idol of Dagon. But when the citizens of Ashdod went to see it the next morning, Dagon had fallen with his face to the ground in front of the Ark of the Lord. So, they set up the idol again. But the next morning, the same thing happened. The idol had fallen face down before the Ark of the Lord again. This time his head and hands had broken off and were lying in the doorway. Only the trunk of his body was left intact. That is why, to this day, neither the priests of Dagon nor anyone who enters the temple of Dagon will step on its threshold. Then the Lord began to afflict the people of Ashdod and the nearby villages with a plague of tumors. When the people realized what was happening, they cried out, "We can't keep the Ark of the God of Israel here any longer. He is against us. We will all be destroyed, along with our God, Dagon." So they called together the rulers of the 5 Philistine cities and asked, "What should we do with the Ark of the God of Israel?" The rulers discussed it and replied, "Move it to the city of Gath." So they moved the Ark of the God of Israel to Gath. But when the Ark arrived at Gath, the Lord began afflicting its people, young and old, with a plague of tumors, and there was a great panic. So they sent the Ark of God to the city of Ekron. But when the people of Ekron saw it coming, they cried out, "They are bringing the Ark of the God of Israel here to kill us too." So the people summoned the rulers again and begged them, "Please send the Ark of the God of Israel back to its own country, or it will kill us all." For the plague from God had already begun, and great fear was sweeping across the city. Those who didn't die were afflicted with tumors, and there was weeping everywhere. The conclusion of episode 10, The Ark in Philistia, as those non-Israelites realize the power of God in their midst. And thus concludes episodes 9 and 10 on this September 5th. Hope you enjoyed that story. These episodes are so chock full of so many important things. Just want to give you an encouragement to join us on Wednesdays when we really get to dig in to the meaning and the relevancy for us today of this very story. And we'll be back tomorrow. It's the Sabbath day. And we'll be bringing you, that's right, episodes 11 and 12, beginning at the beginning of chapter 6. But until then, may God bless your Saturday, your Sabbath Eve, and may God wake with you tomorrow on the Sabbath and bring you light and bring you joy. Amen.